The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
There's the fanfare. It's time to talk about another new movie with our resident critic here at Prairie Public, Matt Olien. And this time, Matt, I've been to the movie, too.
Wow, good. Booksmart, yeah. The latest teen comedy, R-rated, directed by Olivia Wilde. Who knew she had these kind of directing chops?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, her partner Jason Sudeikis is in the movie. He plays the principal at this Los Angeles high school. And the film focuses on two soon-to-be graduated seniors played by Beanie Feldstein. She is the sister of Jonah Hill. And if you didn't know that and you watch the film, you can tell she's the sister of Jonah Hill. There's definitely a resemblance.
I didn't know that. That's intriguing.
Caitlin Dever is her best friend who plays Amy, and she is really kind of a rising actress. I like her a lot. These are really smart girls. They're going to Yale and Columbia. They don't party. They do everything by the book. And on the last day of school, the Beanie Feldstein character who plays Molly has an epiphany that they probably missed out. And they're going to go to the big graduation party at this at the class jock, the boy that all the girls like. He's having a big party at his aunt's house, and they're going to go and have a good time. So like a lot of teen films, Doug, this takes place over the course of about one day. American Graffiti did that. Hollywood Nights did that. Dazed and Confused. And I think those are the best teen comedies or teen film when they focus on that one moment. This is it. Nothing will ever be the same after this. Now, it is a raunchy film. It's foul-mouthed. It is funny. The chemistry with the two leads really carries this movie. Plus, Olivia Wilde makes some great directing choices. There's some really bravura sequences involving when both girls kind of accidentally get fed some strawberries that are laced. That's a hilarious scene that ensues there. They have great chemistry with each other. Jason Sudeikis is hilarious as their principal, who they call Principal Brown. Some of the supporting cast are really funny as well. They have these two kind of side friends, Jared and Gigi, who are really strange kids, and they're oddballs too. So you've got all the pecking order of high school, you know, this group. But of course, it's all played for laughs. So it's not realistic like Eighth Grade was last year. You know, that was a great film, but that was a realistic look at middle school. This, of course, is melodramatic. It's comedy. Everything is heightened. There's a heightened sense of humor going on that probably would not happen, but that's what makes it funny. And I did like this film a lot. It's not finding an audience, though, Doug, and that's too bad. It could be the R rating. Could be that they released it in wide release. That might have been a slight mistake. I'm not sure. That's what a friend of mine in the industry thinks. But maybe the word of mouth will get people there.
Well, I had a little bit of a Ferris Bueller moment as I watched it because, as you mentioned, a lot happens in one day and there are plot twists that come right out of the blue. But it's very entertaining. Now, it is foul-mouthed, as you say, but come on. I went to high school.
That's how a lot of kids talk. And as I put it with these films, there's that little cherry on top. Everything is done a little more dramatic than it would be in real life, but that's where the comedy comes in. So what I'm trying to tell people is don't go expecting this to be Eighth Grade, which was a very realistic kind of bare bones, warts and all look at middle school. This is a funny comedy. It's foul mouth. There are some good scenes, though, Doug, which are more serious, which have to do with gender, which have to do with the pecking order in high school and who dates who and things like that. Those are some interesting moments as well. And I think what it really captures, too, is that things will never be the same moment. That was so well captured by George Lucas in American Graffiti. They will never have this moment again. Things are never the same after high school, and you lose track of people, and it gets that across as well, but it gets it across in kind of an amusing way. I never thought the film was preachy. You always kind of felt maybe this is going to border into preachy territory. They actually make fun of kind of modern gender things that are talked about in the news. They make fun of the theater kids. They're made mock of in the film in a hilarious way. So I like that they poke fun at all the different groups, and it's not kind of the PC world where we can't make fun of groups. And that's what the film does so well, and everyone's kind of an equal opportunity, including the girls. You know, getting they get made fun of for being too smart, for being too serious about life, and then they kind of have second thoughts about that.
Well, there's this self-discovery that they go through that's really, I think, intriguing and informative and interesting. I'm surprised, as perhaps you were, that the audience for this hasn't really shown up. Because when I went to the movie, we were among a very few people in the theater, and this thing strikes me as having legs.
I think it has cult legs, Doug. I think this is the kind of film that people, I think teenagers will still be talking about in a few years now. But as we talk about on the show, Doug, you know, where's the audience? So are teenage kids going to this? I don't know.
I didn't see any.
I didn't see any there either. So was the marketing off? Should they have released it in kind of a limited independent film type release after people saw it and it got distribution deal? I don't know. That's where the movie business gets real tricky about how to market things and who to market them to. So if high schoolers aren't going to this film, if you and I are in the audience, Doug, that's why the film's in trouble financially. Now, hopefully it'll have legs. Maybe the word of mouth will spread and people will start going, and maybe they'll say, "Oh, let's go to this film." Maybe college students will go. I don't know. But clearly something was missed in the marketing here.
Well, nothing was missed in the casting, and the direction is wonderful.
Olivia Wilde certainly has a flair for directing here. I want to credit the screenwriters, all female, Suzanne Vogel, Emily Halpern, Sarah Haskins, and Katie Silberman. And as I said, two winning performances from Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein.
All right. Well, here is our Oscar trivia question of the week. Probably too easy because it's an oddball question. And I know how your mind works, Matt. The only write-in Oscar winner. Oh, he's thinking.
That's back in the 30s, right?
That's when they had
write-ins.
That's correct.
I know Betty Davis almost won as a write-in for Of Human Bondage, but that's not right.
This is a winner.
Yeah.
This is for cinematography.
Cinematography. Is it Becky Sharp?
No. It's A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Midsummer Night's Dream, 1935.
And Hal Moore.
Hal Moore, yeah.
Was the cinematographer. Okay. We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.